Railroad John and the Red Rock Run. The Sagebrush Flyer came roaring down Coyote Pass, whistled twice, and pulled in at Sugar City Station. There on the platform stood Lonesome Bob and Granny Apple Fritter. "Howdy, Granny," said Railroad Bob. "Howdy, Lonesome. Where are you off to all dressed up?"
"Lonesome aims to get himself hitched today," said Granny Apple Fritter. "The wedding's in Red Rock at 2 o'clock, and we can't be a minute late."
"Well, it's a mighty fine day for marrying," said Railroad John. "The flyer hits Red Rock at exactly 1:59. I've driven this train for 40 years, and we've never been late once yet." "Who's the lucky lady?" asked Railroad John. "I aim to marry Wildcat Annie," said Lonesome Bob. "She's wild as a panther, but sweet as a honeybee's gold tooth." Then he picked up his guitar box and plucked himself out of tune. "Oh, I've been lonesome all my life, but I'll ne'er more lonesome be, for I'm heading to Red Rock to meet my bride. Wildcat Annie's the girl for me."
"You're a good boy, Lonesome," said Granny Apple Fritter.
The Sagebrush Friar highballed it down the tracks, lickety whooping a whoopity lick. They roared around Dead Man's Curve and whoa! Railroad John slammed on the brakes. Smack dab in the middle of the track sat Bad Bill, the vilest, orneriest outlaw that ever scuffed up dust. He was sitting aback flame, his famous fire-breathing Palomino. They were both looking testy as scorpions with the prickly heat.
"Now, Railroad Bob, I don't mean you no harm," Bad Bill said. "But poor old Flame here is plumb out of grubbin'.